Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has avoided a presidential runoff, capturing more than half the votes in Sunday's national election. Mr. Erdogan, who now extends his 15 years in office by another 5 years, said the people have given his Justice and Development Party and its allies a great responsibility. His main rival, the Republican People's Party's Muharrem İnce, was a distant second at 31%. This gives the Turkish leader new executive powers following last year's constitutional referendum. Critics say those powers will erode Turkey's democracy. An unexpectedly strong showing for his nationalist partner, the MHP, could give Mr. Erdogan a stable parliamentary majority. Meanwhile, the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, or HDP, received 11% of the vote, above the threshold needed to be seated in parliament. This election was held under a state of emergency that has been repeatedly renewed following the 2016 failed coup that critics say Mr. Erdogan has used to stifle dissent. The opposition has not yet conceded the election. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari Sunday called for calm and vowed to bring those responsible to justice after nearly 90 people were killed in an attack Saturday by suspected nomadic herders targeting farming communities in Central Plateau State. These clashes are over a land resources issue that has left thousands dead in recent decades and threatened to inflame ethnic and religious tensions ahead of next year's election.